This is St. Louis Public Radio. This summer, Forest Park will be a major player in three different art projects. Plants will be used as dye. A series of interactive sculptures will appear throughout the park, and park attendees will be asked to help compose a song. St. Louis Public Radio's Willis Ryder Arnold reports.
It's almost 100 degrees outside, and cellist Bjorn Ranheim is playing music with a total stranger in the World's Fair Pavilion in Forest Park. Ranheim is part of the 442s, a classical folk fusion group. Chad Rogers, a neuroscientist at Washington University, steps away from the piano, and Ranheim reflects on their collaboration.
I think we do these projects for the hope that we can create something new and exciting, that some type of collaboration will happen that is not possible in any other realm.
Ranheim and the 442s are in the park playing music with everyday people as part of the first ever Forest Park Artists Residency. It's a radically different type of performance than Ranheim's used to in his day job at the St. Louis Symphony.
I'm getting out of it definitely a sense of community camaraderie just from being here and being out and about and actually soliciting music making with people who I don't normally play with. That's exciting to me.
After we talk, 15-year-old Caroline Luthi from Connecticut sits down at the piano and starts to improvise. Ranheim then starts to tease the song Can't Help Falling in Love by Elvis Presley. They finish to a round of applause. Caroline seems to get the very nature of the project. The residencies are about shared moments and art with a capital A.
This is something that's like showing, like anyone can do anything, and it's just part of like a community. They're like, oh, you love this park. Come sit down and enjoy the music and enjoy having fun. And it's like something that everyone can do, even if you're not good at it. It's still just like fun, and it's part of like a bigger thing that's art.
These collaborations transcend any particular art form. With their project Work Play, artists Kevin and Danielle McCoy focus on plants. They harvested different plants and turned them into dye for a quilt that maps out Forest Park. Kevin McCoy's passion for the setting is obvious.
We do literally enjoy the park. Like, we come here, I'm just gonna say it, we fall asleep in the car, we sleep in the park. You know, it's just a really peaceful surround setting. So to be able to work in this park and to be artists to work in the park, we thought that was really cool.
That daily familiarity and devotion to the park shapes each residency, whether artists make quilts or music. The 442's composer, Adam Manis, sees the area as more than just a bunch of trees and ponds. For him, the whole park is a collaboration. So he's recording each performance by the group for a new piece they'll release this fall.
I wanted the piece to reflect the people that are in here, because I think that's what makes the park, right? I mean, obviously it's gorgeous and there's so many great landmarks, but it's really the people. And so I wanted the people to write this piece.
The band will perform that piece in September, around the time Madeline Marek begins the last residency of the program. She'll be installing sculpture in underappreciated spots of the park. So look for those later this year. I'm Willis Ryder Arnold, St. Louis Public Radio.